Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, Father, for allowing us this time. We thank you for this word that we're about to receive. You said faith cometh by hearing and hearing your word. So, Father, we ask that you would clear our hearts and our minds to receive this word. And we thank you by receiving this word, our faith will be elevated and built up further, Father, in you. Lord, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that would try to come against this word. And we ask that your anointing would flow over this line. And we thank you and we just praise you for everyone that's on this line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mr. Trelanda.
Good evening and welcome everyone to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a service on Wednesday nights, and our Wednesday night prayer line number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then during our once-a-month in-person Sunday service, you can listen to the entire church service live on that same 916 number. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. Or feel free to email at fghprayer@yahoo.com. You can also submit your prayer request on our website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. We are planning our next in-person service for Sunday, November 13th at 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter through the rear. We are continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It is very simple. You will log into your account and then type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We are linked with that email address, which is, again, fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you are using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offering, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Yes, thank you, Sister Tamara. The special announcement is it's not too late for anyone who is a member of this ministry. If you are in need of a turkey, it doesn't matter where you live, what state you live in, you don't have to live here in California. If you are in need of a turkey, please let us know. Pastor Smith has a certificate that she wants to gift it to you. I need to have your name, your information by November 1st. For those of you who already placed a request for your certificate for a turkey, you will receive it in person on the second Sunday, which is November 13th. You will see your certificate then. Also, we are going to be having a shut-in in December, around December 3rd. More information will follow the closer we get to that date. Thank you, and back to you, Sister Trelanda.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies under 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. Thank you, and God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Dockery. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning, and I just want to thank God for his grace and mercy that he's given me every day.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, I do, Pastor. This is Sister Penny. I just wanted to thank everybody who got on the prayer line on Sunday to support the person for the exaltation, and it was me. So I thank everyone who got on the prayer line. I really, really appreciate it. God, I just thank God that he's moving in my life. And I just want to remain humble at all times. But I wanted to share with you that I was, you know, going through some struggles myself. It was no need to say anything to anyone about it. But, you know, I was having a little bit of a financial drought. And unbeknownst to me, you know, I just stayed steadfast and I stayed in prayer. And I know my exaltation was about prayer because I was just praying so much and thanking God. And I know, Pastor, you have been praying for me and fasting. So I just thank God for the prayer that went forth. But unexpectedly, I heard the voice of God tell me to get up and look into my bank account. And I thought I was just doing it just so I could go in there and print some paperwork out. When I opened up my bank account, I was shocked. I was in the negative. And when I opened it up, I was shocked. I was no longer in the negative. I was in the positive. And I was like, woohoo, I couldn't believe my eyes. I ran to Jeremiah's room. I said, do you see this? And he was like, yes, yes. And so I just want to just give all the glory to God. He's really teaching me how to just stand fast. To continue to have faith and just, you know, improve and just grow my faith, because I started off with, you know, things in my head. God, are you hearing me? You know, I need you, right? Like right now, like, you know, but I don't do that anymore. And I was really at peace the entire time. And when the phone call came, I looked and it was, you know, I needed to pay a bill. I didn't answer the phone. I didn't care. I said, God, you got to take care of me. And so I just want to give all the glory to God. Thank you very much. God bless.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you tonight for this word, that this word, oh God, will go forth in a place and touch people, your saints, as never before. And God, I thank you that only you can do this. No human can do this. That your word goes tonight and reveal to your people the time we are in. And I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 24 through 27. Ephesians 6. Verses 10 to 13. Again, Matthew 7, 24 through 27, Ephesians 6, 10 through 13. You get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is the word of alarm and to you to be alert by the Spirit tonight. And I thank God for Sister Penny's testimony. It was like about 3 months ago, Spirit of God had me to give her a word that she was going to get a great financial blessing that she was going to have to be a good steward over. So I thank God for preparing Sister Penny for that great financial blessing that she received yesterday. But it was preparation, because he since she'd been in this ministry, he has blessed her in abundance in finance. From the time she walked through the door, the word came forth, and the word did exactly what he had promised to do for her. But God wanted her to go into a deeper depth, higher heights, and that means preparation. And the word always does that, because I've seen people get financially blessed, and they don't wait on God. They don't allow God to lead them. And they look around, they're broke. But that's not the will of God. He prepares us to be good stewards. So I thank God for keeping her as he was preparing her to receive that amount, that large amount of finance that she received. And it's not over with. And that's what God's doing in this hour. And so tonight, this word is a word to encourage believers that life is a battlefield and not a playground. And so many saints, I don't understand. The word of God said we are transformed by the word of God. So if the word transform you, the word of God will reveal and enlighten you that we're in a battle every day. Every day you go out, every day you're awake, you're in a war zone. Because Satan is the prince of the air. And believe me, he's not maintaining in this hour. He's destroying in this hour. And so many saints are not alert that it's a battlefield. It's not a playground. And so many have not matured in those areas. They think life is like a playground. It's a park for children, someone is reserved for pleasure and recreation. That's not all of it. But there are some people never grow up not realizing that every day you awaken because of the mercy of God, that earth is a battleground. It's two forces at work. Jesus and Satan. Two forces at work. The forces of Jesus and Satan. And so in order for you to survive in this battle, we're in a battle, thanks to God. We're in a battle zone daily. It's a war zone. We have to stand in agreement with God's word. The word is like a warrior that is going out to battle. That warrior is prepared before they go out to battle. And that warrior is so prepared that he don't walk in defeat. And the word is a warrior. The word wars against Satan. It's a warrior. And it goes out and accomplishes the thing it's appointed to do. But we have to daily, you have to get this sense of God. Daily confess the word of God over your life. Daily. Daily. You have to confess the word of God over your life. Every day. When you're awake and you're awakening and you're downsetting, you must confess the word over your life, because we're in a battle every single day, because Satan is the prince of the air. He sat on a seat throwing out fiery darts against us. All kinds of darts and hazardous things. We're in a comeback zone, but there are those they have not awakened. It's like life is like a playground. They go into the park. They're playing in the sand. But in the hour we're living in now, does not work. And the times are more perplexed now as never before. Because why? Because Satan's time short. So it's a battle. It's not a playground. Even though there are some people's mind is in a playground setting, their mind has not been transformed. They only think about the world when they're in trouble, when they're going through. But you must be anchored in the word of God. I was out today, and usually when I'm taking care of business, I turn my phone off. I forgot. It was the Spirit of God had me to forget. Because as I was in the place I was attending to the things I had to take care of, phone went off. I answered it, and it was a saint in a crisis, and they needed me to agree with them right then, because they had the enemy. I'm talking about the battle now. Had been constantly attacking them in their heart, and with high blood pressure. The devil desired them to have a heart attack or a stroke. And they've gone to the hospital. We have agreed in prayer, and God works and pulled them out of the situation. So the devil had, they were in a battle. And so I'm in this place, and this huge building, got to take care of business. And for my appointment, I had to pray. And I prayed that God wouldn't let the person that was waiting on me come in, because I can pray for this individual that was in a battle, in a war zone. So the Spirit of God had me to agree, to pray, and stand in agreement with that individual, because earth is a battleground. Two forces at work, Jesus and Satan. But this is for the saints of God that need a transformation in their minds tonight. For them to know that life is not a playground. You need to get out of the sandbox. Because you, every day, as a saint of God, we're in a comeback zone. In hazardous places. It's all around us. And like 4 or 5 months ago, I seen no one with, this maybe 2 or 3 people with masks on. When I was out today, everyone had a mask on. Because they know it's a zone, a war zone. I mean, everyone, I mean, they had, the children had masks on. Everybody had a mask on. Why? Because we're in a seat of war. The seat of war is around us. And you're going to see by the word of God tonight. Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 13 first.
And it reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all done, to stand.
It's just an evil day. And God is saying you must stand on the rock. The word of God in Jesus' name, the cross and the blood and the word. We must stand with these armors on us in this hour because we're in a battlefield, not a playground. And this word said to the saints, you need to be strengthened by God's word and God's power. Put on the armor that gives you that strength so you can be able to stand against the devil's tricks. He's a devil full of evil tricks every day. He have a trick bag and he's throwing out those things in his bag against us. A battle. We're in a battle, saints of God. We are not fighting against human, but against wicked spiritual forces in heavenly places. The prince of the air. Can't see him? He's there. The prince of the air. The ruler of darkness, the authority of this world we're living in. Playground. That's all you see. You see it in the media. You see it on all media platform. Playground. Playground. Full of pleasure, recreation, fun, eating. And the word of God says that in the last days, it would be as the day of Noah that was eating, drinking, pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. But he said, put on the whole armor of God. Right now, he's saying, we need that armor on us because when we come forth through the power and the mercy of God daily, you're going into a war zone. You're going into a battle zone. You're going into a place where there's trouble all around you, lurking. And tonight, this word is real and it's alive. And we must confess the word over us daily, not every now and then. You know, fair weather friends, you know what a fair weather friend is. Everything's good with you. That's your friend. When you start going through troubles, you tell them those troubles. I'm talking about a fair weather friend. They're not gonna text you. They're not gonna return your call. And if they, by any means, pick up the phone, not really want to, but because they wasn't aware that it was you, they're going to make an excuse. That's a fair weather friend. A fair weather friend is there during good time. But when the rain come in your life, I'm talking about the battles tonight, that fair weather friend disappears. And there are so many believers that's fair weather friends. fair weather, fair weather. When it's fair, everything cool. But when things, you're going through the fire, and things is thunder and lightning in your life, and you're going through the battle, you need the whole armor of God on you. And this happened in everyone's life, save or unsaved. It's a force of darkness working against us every day, the prince of the air. And he don't have any friends. He's not even a fair weather friend. He don't have any friends. He's full of tricks. So he have a bag of tricks that he throw out, and he don't care where it falls. But when we have the armor of the word, the blood of Jesus, looking at the cross, the finished work, the Spirit of God have you protected. Because his word, you confess in his word. Nobody have to tell you, confess that word. You're going to get up every single day. You're going to confess that word. That you're going to meditate on that word. Psalm 119:11, I think it said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. That word going to be in your heart. Nobody got to remind you of it. You're going to confess it every single day. And the word going to be in your mind. It's going to be in your heart. You're going to meditate on that word. Because you're suited up. Because there's a force of darkness that works against you every single day, all day long. Matthew 7:24-27, please.
And it reads, therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will like him unto a wise man which built his house upon the rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the sun and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
This is for the people that's playing in the sand, who look around and think about all the good things, and this is good, that's good, and they're in a playground, have a playground mind, and they're on pleasure and recreation, eating and drinking, and everything is hunky-dory, everything is so good. But this word said, there was two houses. And then we're talking about two houses now. And both of those houses look good. They both look good. It was two houses. Now, you got to get this pictured. We're talking about souls tonight. Now, both of those houses look good. But when the adversary came, we're going to see how those houses stood or fell apart. And because we're going to see by the word what kind of foundation on those two houses was built. Either they were standing on the word of God, or they were playing in the sand, and their house was built on what they was playing in, sand. He said, anyone that hear these words of mine and obey them is wise, who built their house on a rock. The rain came. The rivers overflowed. The wind blew hard against that house. It did not fall. These are two houses now. It did not fall because it was built on the rock of the word. Anyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them, meaning playing in the sand, don't confess the word, don't walk in obedience to the word. You know what is so important tonight? Obedience brings the word to pass, saints of God. Obedience and does not obey them is like a foolish person who built his house on sand. The rain came, the rivers overflowed, the wind blew hard against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall. Talk about two different houses. And this happened in the natural, because the house was not built on the foundation of the word. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all things shall be added for your house. Seek first the kingdom, his righteousness. You don't have to be in anxiety. You don't have to be restless. Because you know that you know he's first in your life, and that house shall not fall. That means the thing that Satan, the prince of the air, sins against your house, your body, your mind, your spirit, your children, your income, your needs. The word of God said because that house is built on a foundation. I don't care what kind of report you get. I don't care what they say. I don't care what you feel. Every false emotion comes subject to the blood, the word, and the cross of Jesus, because my house is built on the word of God. My house is on a rock. My house shall not fall apart. My house shall not be in a place of destruction. My house is sound because my house is on the foundation of the rock. The word of God, the word of God is a rock that it won't fall apart. Two houses. And one thing in this hour, whatever that foundation is built on, it's going to do what? Manifest. It's going to be made known. What kind of house you built on. And so what is this word saying tonight? This is a mandate. When you come forth through the mercy of God, if you're breathing, you're alive. You better put on the armor of God. I'm not talking about stuffing things and trying to get to that job or trying to make sure everything's in order, that job. God takes care of the job. God takes care of the needs. God takes care of those things that's falling apart. God takes care of it. If you are a seeker of God and your house is built on the foundation of the word of God, the rock is the word of God, and you're obedient to the word of God. What am I saying? You can't obey God in your own strength. There's an enabler that lives inside of you and I. It's the comforter of the Holy Ghost. That time you want to do wrong, the comforter that abides in your house strengthen you, that you walk away from anything that will work against the word of God. You and I can't do it, but the comforter that lives on the inside, it is the spirit of the Holy Ghost, the enabler, the keeper, leads, guides, reveal, make known, and give you power, overcoming power, to stand on the rock of the word. But there are those who don't walk in that. They do just what they want to do. They seek after things. They chase after things instead of chasing after the Lord. And when you chase after the Holy Spirit, I'm talking about the God who sent his son to redeem us. That means you're a seeker of God. You're chasing after God. And everything that's in your destiny, everything that's in that book, everything that God said, this shall be, because you are standing on the rock. You know who your keeper is. You know who sustained you. Your sufficiency is not in yourself. Your sufficiency is in the Holy Spirit, the keeper on the inside. So my house is built on the rock. And when I'm talking about rain and storms and wind, there's adversities. It comes against everybody's house. Two houses. One going to fall apart, and one going to stand. One going to fall apart. Bam. The other going to stand. It's not going to fall apart. Why? Because it's built on the rock and not sand. So this is a word of encouragement. There's so many things. Sometimes, now the world loves the world, love the pleasures of the world, and love to do their thing. That's a worldly spirit. They love it. The saints are so mixed up, so twisted. There are some things so twisted in their mind. They've gotten so caught up with the pleasure of this world. Their lives are in a sandbox. They're on a trampoline, up and down, toss. They're moving down slides, up and down, because they're not built on the solid foundation of the Word of God. Now, adversity is going to come against both houses. This is what the Word of God said. It came, same things that came until the other house came into that house. Both houses went through the same adversities. But one heard the word, received the word, was wise and obeyed the word, really did it. That house stood the rain, the rivers overflowing, the hard wind blowing. It didn't fall. But then this other house, they got the word like this house I just explained to you. They received it. But one thing, it was not wise. They didn't receive. They didn't obey. They loved the world. But if you are a believer, if you are a believer, the Word of God brings forth a transformation inside of you. And that transformation began once you received Jesus as Lord. But you can't interfere. You have to submit and allow God to work in you, to transform you. It's a process. But when you submit and you yield and say, not my will, thine will be done, the Spirit of God transform and bring a regeneration. And you get so caught up in the Word of God, you become a God chaser. You chase after God. You stand on His Word. When the Prince of the Air, he's working all the time because the earth is a battlefield. Worldwide, it's a battlefield. But those believers have their house on a foundation, the word, the blood, and the cross. Even though adversity comes, Spirit of God, keep that house. Adversity, troubles, sickness, disease, finance, whatever the adverse might be, that house will not give in and fall apart because you know where your help comes from. It comes from the Lord. Your sufficiency is not in yourself. You're not self-sufficient. You trust in God, the one that builds the house and keeps the house. And so what? All this temporary stuff, it don't fade you. Because temporary things evaporate. But the Word of God stands throughout eternity. It's not going to change things of God. And this is a time as never before. Be God chasers. Stand on the foundation of the Word of God. Because the world, the earth, it is a battleground. These two forces that work all the time, 24 hours, Jesus and the evil one. Satan never sleeps. While we're sleeping, we need Jesus to protect us, to keep us. So what do? We put on the whole armor of God. We confess the word. Not just confess it, we live the word. You become living epistles, oracles of God, read them in. Life become like an open Bible. Because what? You're standing on the rock, on the word of God. And when adversity comes, that house is not going to fall. Because adversity comes to all of our homes, all of our houses. But when that foundation is totally in the care of God's word, and not on sand, when all these things come, the rain, the rivers, the overflow of the river, the wind blows hard against that house is not going to fall. I'm encouraging you tonight. The things and enticement of this world, and the achievement, all the stuff that's glamorous and all the stuff that the enemy throws out through the media, through people competing, just as competition and all kind of these worldly games. They're games, saints. They're tricks. It's to pull you away from the word of God. And the word of God says it was in the day of Noah. It will be that way before the son of God's son returned. Pleasure, eating, drinking, playing in the sand. Their house is on the sand. And the things that Satan sent against that house couldn't stand because it was not built on the foundation of the rock of the word. Make sure your house this night is built on the word, which is a foundation that would not give away. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. The earth is full of a battlefield. It's not a playground. And we need the spirit of God, his armor to be on us, to give us strength, enable us to stand. So, Father, I come in your name tonight. Because there's all kind of houses. And outside the house may appear to be gorgeous, to be beautiful, to be elegant. Then there's another house, just a normal house. God, your will is to live in both houses. Because you see our destiny. It's in a book. It's called the Book of Life. Everything about us is in a book. It's the Book of Life. Everything about us already recorded. Our uprising, our downsetting, our thoughts before we even think it. You see it all. This is for real. It's your word, Father Jesus. But many are just lost. Because they need a transformation tonight. They need to get out of the sandbox. They need to stay out of the park. Recreation, full of pleasure, picnicking, all these things that the world allow our eyes to look upon it and it capture us. So I come by the authority of Jesus. That the Spirit of God move in houses tonight. That house that built on the rock, God keep that house tonight. When the wind blows, when the rain comes down, and the water overflows, keep that house tonight. That house will not fall apart because that house is built on a foundation. The rock of the word of God in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you tonight for giving them supernatural strength. Your word said in our times of weakness, your strength is made perfect. Give them your perfect strength because the wind is going to cease. The rain is going to stop. and that house going to still stand. Father, I thank you that you're in the structure of that house. And that house, because it's built on the rock, shall not fall apart. So I thank you for encouraging your people. They enter into your rest. Your rest, not their rest. Our rest is temporary. They enter into your rest, knowing my help comes from the Lord. I seek first the kingdom of God, and my house is on a foundation. And God, I thank you for keeping that foundation. I thank you that that house will not fall apart, because the structure and the foundation is built on the Lord Jesus and his word. And I thank you for being their keeper tonight. And Father, those houses that built on sand tonight, that the Spirit of God will go in tonight and give them a visitation. The things that captivate them, the things they're chasing after, the things they think, but not of your will, that only you can bring a transformation in their heart and their mind. We're transformed and renewed by your word, Father. God, I thank you for a transformation now, a transfusion, God, a regeneration, God, that their mind will get clear, that the things of this world won't captivate them. They begin to be God chasers. But your word says, when we seek first the kingdom of God, chasing after God, you said all things shall be added. And all we need to do is trust your word, confess your word, obey your word. And Father, the forces of darkness, when it tries to tear that house down, their house will be built on a foundation. It's your will that we not perish, Father Jesus. It's your will. Second Peter. It's your will, God, that we not perish, but all come into repentancy. So I thank you for the Spirit of God to deal with us one-on-one, because you know how to do it because you created us. We didn't create ourselves. You know our uprising, our downsetting. You know us inside and out, for you are the creator. More even those places that you created. I'm talking about these human bodies. Their house that you live in. Move tonight, Holy Spirit, to keep the house from falling apart during the time of adversity. And I'm going to praise you for it by faith in Jesus' name. We're going to be on the line tomorrow, 8 o'clock. California time, Eastern time, 2 hour difference. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening.
Amen.
Pastor Beatrice and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.